tough, but oh so gentle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Tough, but oh so gentle. Yes, this is how we all are. Tough, but oh so gentle. We love to go and express ourselves in life and do all the wonderful things that we do. We love to go around meeting people. We love to go around sharing with people. We love to go around discussing with people and having all sorts of beautiful thoughts in our mind and our attitude. And as we do this, what do we do? I'm considered to be a very tough person. I'm very tough when it comes to principle, when it comes to a concept. And I stand behind these principles and concepts with all my heart, with all my being, with all myself. And as I stand behind them, I do not allow anyone to say anything in my presence that is going to be contrary to what I believe. Now, it's true, there are people who come into my presence who speak about things that I am not interested in, or that I do not believe, or that I do not espouse in any way, and so I'm not pleased with that activity. But I have to say to myself, where did this start? How did I let the opening for that attitude to come into my world? How did I let the opening for people to come and tell me of their problems? Well, people think that I'm working in healing, and that I'm teaching healing, or I'm doing healing, and I'm making healings happen, and stuff like that. And they come to me, and they say, I have this problem, and my problem is, well now, I am not doing an effective job of healing, if, or of teaching, or of sharing, if I let people think that I want to hear their problem. Now, people come to me, say, I've got a bad ache here, and I got to have some help, and can you help me, can you help me? And I said, no, I can't help you. Well, what's the matter with you? You're thoughtless, you're cold, you're tough, you're insensitive. And I said, yes, I am insensitive to an illusion that you don't want. I'm very sensitive to an illusion that you do want. Now, if you want to come to me and tell me that you have a problem, and the problem is that you would like to put into cause and motion to enjoy more perfect health, I'll say, all right. Now, let's put the cause in motion for you to enjoy more perfect health. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Oh, yeah, but my toe, it hurts so bad, it hurts so bad. I've got to go and do something about it. I got it, my toe. And so I say, all right, so your toe is whole and perfect. Your toe is whole and perfect. But it isn't. Your toe is whole and perfect. If you want me to work with you in the way that I work, then I have to work with you on speaking principle and on recognizing principle and getting you to recognize the principle for yourself, if that's your choice. Because when you come to me as a practitioner and you ask me for a treatment, I give you a treatment because I believe that my treatments work, and I believe that you are now healed of whatever dilemma you have espoused for yourself in your life. And I say you are whole and perfect now. And you say, I wish. And I say, keep saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Put that cause in motion, put that cause in motion, and watch that effect take place in your life, because it's already there. You cannot put a cause in motion for something that doesn't already exist. Well, now it already exists in your mind, in your being, in your body, in your affairs, that you're whole and perfect. Now, don't come to me and say, Herb, I've got cancer. Herb, I've got this. Herb, I've got that. And I will just merely say, hey, please don't do that. Because then you put into my consciousness that who you are is cancer. Now, do you want to put in my consciousness who you are as cancer? Would you go to Jesus? Would you go to a spiritual healer? Would you go to a doctor and say, Doctor, I want more cancer? And they would think that you are an idiot. They think that you lost your marbles. They'd say, you want health. Well, yes, I want health. Well, then speak the word that you want health. If you want health, I will give you a pill which will bring about this health in your body. Well, thank you, thank you. If you want more cancer, I will inject cancer into your body so that you'll have more cancer and you will enjoy more. Don't talk so stupid! Yes, well, that's what you do when you say that you have an illness, when you name it and claim it and experience it. And then you call me tough. You call me cold because I say, don't talk about that. Let's talk about what you do want. Let's talk about the real you. Who is the real you? Is the real you whole and perfect? Is the real you beautiful? Is the real you wonderful? And if the real you is that, then call that forth and stop fooling around with what you don't want in your life and play with what you do want. Now, when your children go out and play, and the children go out and play, and they're playing with boys and girls up the block who are doing naughty things, you don't say to the children, your children, don't play with those children. You say, children, come here, let's get into this exciting thing. Let's do this exciting thing. If you say, don't play with them, that will be an incitement to play. Don't have cancer, don't have a cold, don't have unhappiness, don't have bad relationships, don't have poverty, ho, ho, ho. And that's just where we went. Don't touch the wet paint. Oh my goodness, how much we are a creature of the don't. And we should do a little bit of adjusting here. Do a little bit of working. My own staff come up to me and they complain that I'm cold. They complain that I got this, I got that. I say, well, if your treatment and my treatment doesn't bring it forth, then go see a doctor. Let a doctor give you his medication. Well, look, if you're going to keep talking, thinking, worrying about the problem, then you're not doing anything positive about it. You're not releasing it from your consciousness, or you're not putting the new thought in your consciousness of your wholeness, your perfection, your right action, your peace, your truth, your reality. Now, what do you want? And you go, what do you want? A drink. Well, I've only got some soda water here. Anything. I want a drink. But you don't want anything. You want some water. You want clear, pure, refreshing water. You don't want water that's socked up with soda, that's socked up with sugars, that's socked up with all these other things. When you're dying of thirst, oh, yes, you'll drink anything, but when you're dying of thirst, you should drink pure water. And as you drink this pure water, it completely immolates the entire body and brings all things back into perfect divine order. And so it is with treatment. If you play around with treatment that is going to merely exacerbate the problem, make it worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, then that's not my game. If you're going to exacerbate the truth about yourself, bring forth the truth, allow the truth to be demonstrated in you, that you are divine, that you are wonderfully, oh, so wonderfully made, and you are so beautiful, and you have the power within you to speak your word of truth about yourself for your health and your wonderment. Can you understand why people think tough, but oh so gentle? Mm-hmm. Tough, but oh so gentle. Tough, but oh so gentle. Where are you on the scale of being a practitioner for yourself? You're not being a practitioner for anybody else. You're being a practitioner for yourself. The practitioner first heals themselves of any ideas that are imperfect. And then, of course, the practitioner looks at the world, and the world is perfect. Oh, if there was only peace on earth! Well, let peace be in your mind first, in your heart. And it began with me. Let the peace begin in your heart, in your mind, and look around you and see out of your pure eyes only balance, harmony, and peace. And as you do that, then that is what the world experiences, because you are the practitioner for the world. But first, you're the practitioner for yourself. First, you have to clean up your own house, clean up your own life, clean up your own attitude, clean up who and what you are. And when you clean up who and what you are, then everything is beautiful. Everything is fantastic. and everything is just what you are. Tough, but oh so gentle. Yeah, I'm amused, wonderfully amused, at people who come to me and say, I want to tell you my problem. And I say, please don't. Tell me your solution and we'll bring that forth into expression in your life right now. Is that what you want? Yes, I do. Well, if that's what you want, then let's do it now. How long does it take a healing to take place? A healing can never take place as long as you hold on to the need for the healing, as long as you hold on to the problem. As long as you give the problem a name and cuddle it and say how wonderful it is and recognize it. But the minute you put your attention on wholeness, 100%, then the problem atrophies. It just dries up and blows away. It just atrophies, dries up, and blows away. And is never seen again any other day. Tough, but oh so gentle. It's wonderful. Have a lovely day and know that you are in my thought of wholeness, perfection, peace, harmony, joy, abundance, right action, and glory. Because you are my reflection, and I like me very, very much. I love you. I love you. I love you.